Welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible number 50. Today we have a lot of reading to do to get caught up. As you know, we fell behind because of the website move. And so if you'll bear with me for the next couple of episodes, we'll be reading more than normal. So this is going to be Exodus chapters 35 through Leviticus 2. Let's get started. Exodus chapter 35. Moses assembled the whole assembly of the Israelites and said to them, "These are the things that the Lord has commanded you to do. In 6 days, work may be done, but on the seventh day there must be a holy day for you, a Sabbath of complete rest to the Lord. Anyone who does work on it will be put to death. You must not kindle a fire in any of your homes on the Sabbath day." Moses spoke to the whole community of the Israelites. "This is the word that the Lord has commanded. Take an offering for the Lord. Let anyone who has a willing heart bring an offering to the Lord. Gold, silver, bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, fine linen, goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, fine leather, acacia wood, olive oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, onyx stones and other gems for mounting on the ephod and the breastpiece. Every skilled person among you is to come and make all that the Lord has commanded. The tabernacle with its tent, its covering, its clasps, its frames, its crossbars, its posts, and its bases, the ark with its poles, the atonement lid, the special curtain that conceals it, the table with its poles and all its vessels, and the bread of the presence, the lampstand for the light and its accessories, its lamps and oil for the light, and the altar of incense with its poles, the anointing oil, and the fragrant incense, the hanging for the door at the entrance of the tabernacle, the altar for the burnt offering with its bronze gratings that is on it, its poles and all its utensils, the large basin and its pedestal, the hangings of the courtyard, its posts and its bases, and the curtain for the gateway to the courtyard, tent pegs for the tabernacle and tent pegs for the courtyard and their ropes, and the woven garments for serving in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments for his sons to minister as priests." So the whole community of the Israelites went out from the presence of Moses. Everyone whose heart stirred him to action, and everyone whose spirit was willing, came and brought the offering for the Lord, for the work of the tent of meeting, for all its service, and for the holy garments. They came, men and women alike, all who had willing hearts. They brought brooches, earrings, rings, and ornaments, all kinds of gold jewelry, and everyone came who waved a wave offering of gold to the Lord. Everyone who had blue, purple, or scarlet yarn, fine linen, goat's hair, ram's skins dyed red, or fine leather brought them. Everyone making an offering of silver or bronze brought it as an offering to the Lord, and everyone who had acacia wood for any work of the service brought it. Every woman who was skilled spun with her hands and brought what she had spun, blue, purple, or scarlet yarn, or fine linen, and all the women whose hearts stirred them to action and who were skilled spun goat's hair. The leaders brought onyx stones and other gems to be mounted for the ephod and the breastpiece, and the spices and olive oil for the light, for the anointing oil, and for the fragrant incense. The Israelites brought a freewill offering to the Lord, every man and woman whose heart was willing to bring materials for all the work that the Lord, through Moses, had commanded them to do. Moses said to the Israelites, "See, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. He has filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, with understanding, with knowledge, and in all kinds of work, to design artistic designs, to work in gold and silver and in bronze, and in cutting stones for their setting, and in cutting wood, to do every artistic craft. And he has put it in his heart to teach, he and Oholiab, son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with skill to do all kinds of work as craftsmen, as designers, as embroiderers in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and in fine linen, and as weavers. They are craftsmen in all the work and artistic designers." Exodus chapter 36. So Bezalel and Oholiab and every skilled person in whom the Lord had put skill and ability to know how to do all the work for the service of the sanctuary are to do the work according to all that the Lord has commanded. Moses summoned Bezalel and Oholiab and every skilled person in whom the Lord had put skill, everyone whose heart stirred him to volunteer to do the work. And they received from Moses all the offerings the Israelites had brought to do the work for the service of the sanctuary, and they still continued to bring him a freewill offering each morning. So all the skilled people who were doing all the work on the sanctuary came from the work they were doing and told Moses, "The people are bringing much more than is needed for the completion of the work which the Lord commanded us to do." Moses instructed them to take his message throughout the camp, saying, "Let no man or woman do any more work for the offering of the sanctuary." So the people were restrained from bringing any more. Now the materials were more than enough for them to do all the work. All the skilled among those who were doing the work made the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twisted linen and blue and purple and scarlet. They were made with cherubim that were the work of an artistic designer. The length of one curtain was 42 feet, and the width of one curtain was 6 feet, the same size for each of the curtains. He joined 5 of the curtains to one another, and the other 5 curtains he joined to one another. He made loops of blue material along the edge of the end curtain in the first set. He did the same along the edge of the end curtain in the second set. He made 50 loops on the first curtain, and he made 50 loops on the end of the curtain that was in the second set, with the loops opposite one another. He made 50 gold clasps, and joined the curtains together to one another with the clasps, so that the tabernacle was a unit. He made curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. He made 11 curtains. The length of one curtain was 45 feet, and the width of one curtain was 6 feet, one size for all 11 curtains. He joined 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves. He made 50 loops along the edge of the end curtain in the first set and 50 loops along the edge of the curtain that joined the second set. He made 50 bronze clasps to join the tent together so that it might be a unit. He made a covering for the tent out of ram skins dyed red, and over that a covering of fine leather. He made the frames for the tabernacle of acacia wood as uprights. The length of each frame was 15 feet. The width of each frame was 2 1/4 feet, with 2 projections per frame parallel to one another. He made all the frames of the tabernacle in this way. So he made frames for the tabernacle, 20 frames for the south side. He made 40 silver bases under the 20 frames, 2 bases under the first frame for its 2 projections, and likewise 2 bases under the next frame for its 2 projections. And for the second side of the tabernacle, the north side, he made 20 frames and their 40 silver bases, 2 bases under the first frame and 2 bases under the next frame. And for the back of the tabernacle on the west side, he made 6 frames. He made 2 frames for the corners of the tabernacle on the back. At the 2 corners, they were doubled at the lower end and finished together at the top in one ring. So he did for both. So there were 8 frames and their silver bases, 16 bases, 2 bases under each frame. He made bars of acacia wood, 5 for the frames on one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames on the second side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames of the tabernacle for the back side on the west. He made the middle bar to reach from end to end in the center of the frames. He overlaid the frames with gold and made their rings of gold to provide places for the bars, and he overlaid the bars with gold. He made the second curtain of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine twisted linen. He made it with cherubim, the work of an artistic designer. He made for it 4 posts of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold hooks, and he cast for them 4 silver bases. He made a hanging for the entrance of the tent of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine twisted linen, the work of an embroiderer, and its 5 posts and their hooks. He overlaid their tops and their bands with gold, but their 5 bases were bronze. Exodus chapter 37. Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood. Its length was 3 feet 9 inches, its width 2 feet 3 inches, and its height 2 feet 3 inches. He overlaid it with pure gold inside and out, and he made a surrounding border of gold for it. He cast 4 rings for it that he put on its 4 feet, with 2 rings on one side and 2 rings on the other side. He made poles of acacia wood, overlaid them with gold, and put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark in order to carry the ark. He made an atonement lid of pure gold. Its length was 3 feet 9 inches, and its width was 2 feet 3 inches, and he made 2 cherubim of gold. He made them of hammered metal on the 2 ends of the atonement lid, 1 cherub on one end, and 1 cherub on the other end. He made the cherubim from the atonement lid on its 2 ends. The cherubim were spreading their wings upward, overshadowing the atonement lid with their wings. the cherubim faced each other, looking toward the atonement lid. He made the table of acacia wood. Its length was 3 feet, its width 1 foot 6 inches, and its height 2 feet 3 inches. He overlaid it with pure gold, and he made a surrounding border of gold for it. He made a surrounding frame for it about 3 inches wide, and he made a surrounding border of gold for its frame. He cast 4 gold rings for it and attached the rings at the 4 corners where its 4 legs were. The rings were close to the frame to provide places for the poles to carry the table. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold to carry the table. He made the vessels which were on the table out of pure gold, its plates, its ladles, its pitchers, and its bowls to be used in pouring out offerings. He made the lampstand of hammered metal. Its base and its shaft, its cups, its buds, and its blossoms were from the same piece. 6 branches were extending from its sides, 3 branches of the lampstand from one side of it, and 3 branches of the lampstand from the other side of it. 3 cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms were on the first branch, and 3 cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms were on the next branch, and the same for the 6 branches that were extending from the lampstand. On the lampstand there were 4 cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms, with a bud under the first 2 branches from it, and a bud under the next 2 branches from it, and a bud under the third 2 branches from it, according to the 6 branches that extended from it. Their buds and their branches were of 1 piece. All of it was 1 hammered piece of pure gold. He made its 7 lamps, its trimmers, and its trays of pure gold. He made the lampstand and all its accessories with 75 pounds of pure gold. He made the incense altar of acacia wood. Its length was 1.5 feet, and its width 1.5 feet, a square, and its height was 3 feet. Its horns were of 1 piece with it. He overlaid it with pure gold, its top, its 4 walls, and its horns, and he made a surrounding border of gold for it. He also made 2 gold rings for it under its border, on its 2 sides, on opposite sides, as places for poles to carry it with. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. He made the sacred anointing oil and pure fragrant incense, the work of a perfumer. Exodus chapter 38. He made an altar for the burnt offering of acacia wood, 7 feet 6 inches long and 7 feet 6 inches wide. It was square, and its height was 4 feet 6 inches. He made its horns on its 4 corners. Its horns were part of it, and he overlaid it with bronze. He made all the utensils of the altar, the pots, the shovels, the tossing bowls, the meat hooks, and the fire pans. He made all its utensils of bronze. He made a grating for the altar, a network of bronze under its ledge, halfway up from the bottom. He cast 4 rings for the 4 corners of the bronze grating to provide places for the poles. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with bronze. He put the poles into the rings on the sides of the altar with which to carry it. He made the altar hollow out of boards. He made the large basin of bronze and its pedestal of bronze from the mirrors of the women who served at the entrance of the tent of meeting. He made the courtyard. For the south side, the hangings of the courtyard were of fine twisted linen, 150 feet long, with their 20 posts and their 20 bronze bases, with the hooks of the posts and their bands of silver. For the north side, the hangings were 150 feet, with their 20 posts and their 20 bronze bases, with the hooks of the posts and their bands of silver. For the west side, there were hangings 75 feet long, with their 10 posts and their 10 bases, with the hooks of the posts and their bands of silver. For the east side, toward the sunrise, it was 75 feet wide, with hangings on one side of the gate that were 22.5 feet long, with their 3 posts and their 3 bases. And for the second side of the gate of the courtyard, just like the other, the hangings were 22.5 feet long, with their 3 posts and their 3 bases. All the hangings around the courtyard were of fine twisted linen. The bases for the posts were bronze. The hooks of the posts and their bands were silver. The tops were overlaid with silver, and all the posts of the courtyard had silver bands. The curtain for the gate of the courtyard was of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine twisted linen, the work of an embroiderer. It was 30 feet long, and like the hangings of the courtyard, it was 7.5 feet high, with 4 posts and their 4 bronze bases. Their hooks and their bands were silver, and their tops were overlaid with silver. All the tent pegs of the tabernacle and of the courtyard all around were bronze. This is the inventory of the tabernacle of the testimony, which was counted by the order of Moses, being the work of the Levites under the direction of Ithamar, son of Aaron, the priest. Now Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made everything that the Lord had commanded Moses. And with him was Oholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, an artisan, a designer, and an embroiderer in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and fine linen. All the gold that was used for the work, in all the work of the sanctuary, namely, the gold of the wave offering, was 79 talents and 730 shekels, according to the sanctuary shekel. The silver of those who were numbered of the community was 100 talents and 1,775 shekels, according to the sanctuary shekel. One beka per person, that is, a half shekel, according to the sanctuary shekel. For everyone who crossed over to those numbered from 20 years old or older, 603,550 in all. The 100 talents of silver were used for casting the bases of the sanctuary and the bases of the special curtain. 100 bases for 100 talents, one talent per base. From the remaining 1,775 shekels, he made hooks for the posts, overlaid their tops, and made bands for them. The bronze of the wave offering was 75 talents and 2,400 shekels. With it he made the bases for the door of the tent of meeting, the bronze altar, the bronze grating for it, and all the utensils of the altar. The bases for the courtyard all around, the bases for the gate of the courtyard, all the tent pegs of the tabernacle, and all the tent pegs of the courtyard all around. Exodus chapter 39. From the blue, purple, and scarlet yarn they made woven garments for serving in the sanctuary. They made holy garments that were for Aaron, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. He made the ephod of gold, blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twisted linen. They hammered the gold into thin sheets and cut it into narrow strips to weave them into the blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and into the fine linen, the work of an artistic designer. They made shoulder pieces for it, attached to two of its corners so it could be joined together. The artistically woven waistband of the ephod that was on it was like it, of one piece with it, of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and of fine twisted linen, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. They set the onyx stones in gold filigree settings, engraved as with the engravings of a seal with the names of the sons of Israel. He put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod as stones of memorial for the Israelites, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. He made the breastpiece, the work of an artistic designer, in the same fashion as the ephod, of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet, and fine twisted linen. It was square. They made the breastpiece doubled, 9 inches long and 9 inches wide when doubled. They set on it four rows of stones, a row with the ruby, a topaz, and a beryl, the first row, and the second row, a turquoise, a sapphire, and an emerald, and the third row, a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst, and the fourth row, a chrysolite, an onyx, and a jasper. They were enclosed in gold filigree settings. The stones were for the names of the sons of Israel, 12, corresponding to the number of their names, each name corresponding to one of the 12 tribes that was like the engravings of a seal. They made for the breastpiece braided chains like cords of pure gold, and they made two gold filigree settings and two gold rings, and they attached the two rings to the upper two ends of the breastpiece. They attached the two gold chains to the two rings at the ends of the breastpiece. The other two ends of the two chains they attached to the two settings, and they attached them to the shoulder pieces of the ephod at the front of it. They made two rings of gold and put them on the other two ends of the breastpiece on its edge, which is on the inner side of the ephod. They made two more gold rings and attached them to the bottom of the two shoulder pieces on the front of the ephod, close to the juncture above the waistband of the ephod. They tied the breastpiece by its rings to the rings of the ephod by blue cord, so that it was above the waistband of the ephod, so that the breastpiece would not be loose from the ephod, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. He made the robe of the ephod completely blue, the work of a weaver. There was an opening in the center of the robe, like the opening of a collar, with an edge all around the opening so that it could not be torn. They made pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and twisted linen around the hem of the robe. They made bells of pure gold and attached the bells between the pomegranates around the hem of the robe between the pomegranates. There was a bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, all around the hem of the robe, to be used in ministering, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. They made tunics of fine linen, the work of a weaver, for Aaron and his sons, and the turban of fine linen, the headbands of fine linen, and the undergarments of fine twisted linen. The sash was of fine twisted linen, and blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, the work of an embroiderer, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. They made a plate, the holy diadem, of pure gold, and wrote on it an inscription, as on the engravings of a seal, "Holiness to the Lord." They attached to it a blue cord to attach it to the turban above, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. So all the work of the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, was completed. And the Israelites did according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses. They did it exactly so. They brought the tabernacle to Moses, the tent and all its furnishing, clasps, frames, bars, posts, and bases, and the coverings of ram skins dyed red, the coverings of fine leather, and the protecting curtain, the ark of the testimony and its poles, and the atonement lid, the table, all its utensils, and the bread of the presence, the pure lampstand, its lamps, with the lamps set in order, and all its accessories and oil for the light, the gold altar, and the anointing oil, and the fragrant incense, and the curtain for the entrance to the tent, the bronze altar and its bronze grating, its poles and all its utensils, the large basin with its pedestal, the hangings of the courtyard, its posts and its bases, and the curtain for the gateway of the courtyard, its ropes and its tent pegs, and all the furnishings for the service of the tabernacle for the tent of meeting, the woven garments for the serving in the sanctuary, the holy garments for Aaron the priests, and the garments for his sons to minister as priests. The Israelites did all the work according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses. Moses inspected all the work, and they had done it just as the Lord had commanded. They had done it exactly, and Moses blessed them. Exodus chapter 40. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "On the first day of the first month, you are to set up the tabernacle, the tent of meeting. You are to place the ark of the testimony in it and shield the ark with the special curtain. You are to bring in the table and set out the things that belong on it. Then you are to bring in the lampstand and set up its lamps. You are to put the gold altar for the incense in front of the ark of the testimony and put the curtain at the entrance to the tabernacle. You are to put the altar for the burnt offering in front of the entrance to the tabernacle, the tent of meeting. You are to put the large basin between the tent of meeting and the altar and put water in it. You are to set up the courtyard around it and put the curtain at the gate of the courtyard. And take the anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and all that is in it and sanctify it and all its furnishings, and it will be holy. Then you are to anoint the altar for the burnt offering with all its utensils. You are to sanctify the altar, and it will be the most holy altar. You must also anoint the large basin and its pedestal, and you are to sanctify it. You are to bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance of the tent of meeting and wash them with water. Then you are to clothe Aaron with the holy garments and anoint him and sanctify him so that he may minister as my priest. You are to bring his sons and clothe them with tunics and anoint them just as you anointed their father, so that they may minister as my priests. Their anointing will make them a priesthood that will continue throughout the generations." This is what Moses did, according to all the Lord had commanded him. So he did. So the tabernacle was set up on the first day of the first month, in the second year. When Moses set up the tabernacle and put its bases in place, he set up its frames, attached its bars, and set up its posts. Then he spread the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent over it, as the Lord had commanded Moses. He took the testimony and put it in the ark, attached the poles to the ark, and then put the atonement lid on the ark. And he brought the ark into the tabernacle, hung the protecting curtain, and shielded the ark of the testimony from view, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he put the table in the tent of meeting on the north side of the tabernacle outside the curtain. And he set the bread in order on it before the Lord, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he put the lampstand in the tent of meeting opposite the table on the south side of the tabernacle. Then he set up the lamps before the Lord, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he put the gold altar in the tent of meeting in front of the curtain, and he burned fragrant incense on it, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then he put the curtain at the entrance to the tabernacle. He also put the altar for the burnt offering by the entrance to the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, and offered on it the burnt offering and the meal offering, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then he put the large basin between the tent of meeting and the altar and put water in it for washing. Moses and Aaron and his sons would wash their hands and their feet from it. Whenever they entered the tent of meeting and whenever they approached the altar, they would wash, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he set up the courtyard around the tabernacle and the altar, and he put the curtain at the gate of the altar. So Moses finished the work. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. But when the cloud was lifted up from the tabernacle, the Israelites would set out on all their journeys. But if the cloud was not lifted up, then they would not journey further until the day it was lifted up. For the cloud of the Lord was on the tabernacle by day, but fire would be on it at night, in plain view of all the house of Israel, throughout all their journeys. Leviticus chapter 1. Then the Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the meeting tent. Speak to the Israelites and tell them, when someone among you presents an offering to the Lord, you must present your offering from the domesticated animals, either from the herd or from the flock. If his offering is a burnt offering from the herd, he must present it as a flawless male. He must present it at the entrance of the meeting tent for its acceptance before the Lord. He must lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted for him to make atonement on his behalf. Then the one presenting the offering must slaughter the bull before the Lord, and the sons of Aaron, the priests, must present the blood and splash the blood against the sides of the altar, which is at the entrance of the meeting tent. Next, the one presenting the offering must skin the burnt offering and cut it into parts, and the sons of Aaron, the priest, must put fire on the altar and arrange wood on the fire. Then the sons of Aaron, the priests, must arrange the parts with the head and the suet on the wood that is in the fire on the altar. Finally, the one presenting the offering must wash its entrails and its legs in water, and the priest must offer all of it up in smoke on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a gift of a soothing aroma to the Lord. If his offering is from the flock for a burnt offering, from the sheep or the goats, he must present a flawless male, and must slaughter it on the north side of the altar before the Lord. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, will splash its blood against the altar's sides. Next, the one presenting the offering must cut it into parts, with its head and its suet, and the priest must arrange them on the wood which is in the fire on the altar. Then the one presenting the offering must wash the entrails and the legs in water, and the priest must present all of it and offer it up in smoke on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a gift of soothing aroma to the Lord. If the offering to the Lord is a burnt offering from the birds, he must present his offering from the turtle doves or from the young pigeons. The priest must present it at the altar, pinch off its head, and offer the head up in smoke on the altar, and its blood must be drained out against the side of the altar. Then the priest must remove its entrails by cutting off its tail feathers and throw them to the east side of the altar into the place of fatty ashes, and tear it open by its wings without dividing it into parts. Finally, the priest must offer up in smoke on the altar, on the wood, which is in the fire. It is a burnt offering, a gift of a soothing aroma to the Lord. Leviticus chapter 2. When a person presents a grain offering to the Lord, his offering must consist of choice wheat flour, and he must pour olive oil on it and put frankincense on it. Then he must bring it to the sons of Aaron, the priests, and the priest must scoop out from there a handful of its choice wheat flour and some of its olive oil in addition to all of its frankincense. And the priest must offer its memorial portion up in smoke on the altar. It is a gift of a soothing aroma to the Lord. The remainder of the grain offering belongs to Aaron and to his sons. It is most holy from the gifts of the Lord. When you present an offering of grain baked in an oven, it must be made of choice wheat flour baked into unleavened loaves, mixed with olive oil or unleavened wafers smeared with olive oil. If your offering is a grain offering made on the griddle, it must be choice wheat flour mixed with olive oil, unleavened. Crumble it in pieces and pour olive oil on it. It is a grain offering. If your offering is a grain offering made in a pan, It must be made of choice wheat flour, deep fried in olive oil. You must bring the grain offering that must be made from these to the Lord. Present it to the priest, and he will bring it to the altar. Then the priest must take up from the grain offering its memorial portion and offer it up in smoke on the altar. It is a gift of a soothing aroma to the Lord. The remainder of the grain offering belongs to Aaron and to his sons. It is most holy from the gifts of the Lord. No grain offering which you present to the Lord can be made with yeast, for you must not offer up in smoke any yeast or honey as a gift to the Lord. You can present them to the Lord as an offering of your first fruit, but they must not go up to the altar for a soothing aroma. Moreover, you must season every one of your grain offerings with salt. You must not allow the salt of the covenant of your God to be missing from your grain offering. On every one of your grain offerings, you must present salt. If you present a grain offering of first ripe grain to the Lord, you must present your grain offering of first ripe grain as soft kernels roasted in fire, crushed bits of fresh grain. And you must put olive oil on it and set frankincense on it. It is a grain offering. Then the priest must offer its memorial portion up in smoke, some of its crushed bits, some of its olive oil, in addition to all of its frankincense. It is a gift to the Lord. Well, today is a long reading, and tomorrow will also be a long reading, but after that, we'll be back to our normal schedule. Again, my apologies for making it so long, but we really need to stay on track. So thank you for listening, and may God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm Steve Webb. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.